Okay, our numbers are thin, but we will press on. Let's have a prayer and we'll do a little review of what we got and kind of do it, touch base on where you are in the process. Let's bow for a moment. Father, we give you thanks this morning. A new day, you're the author of it, and we pray that we will use it well for your honor and for your glory. We are mindful of those who were in the tornadoes up in Oklahoma and pray for all who have been affected by this, especially the ones who lost their lives. Father, we pray for all of our classmates, that all of us will be diligent in getting our tasks done and assignments done well. And it's not just for grades, it's not just to get through a class, but truly it is part of our discipleship, part of our honoring you. So may we take on that responsibility and be children that bring you honor. Bless us this good day in Christ's name. Amen. Okay. Now let me do my harangue again about the time frame. Time is marching on. It's March 26th, and as of this point, this is week 10, your paper is due in 3 weeks from today. 3 weeks. That's 21 days. So there's much to be done, I assume, on your part between now and those 21 days. You just need to be chipping away at it. It shouldn't be necessarily through with research. You should still be finding pieces to add to it as you reflect on the content of your research material. This week, we're just going to do this is the second of the section of your draft, and next week will be another section, which will be the third draft, or third section of your draft. And so that means by next week, really, you should have most of the bones and a lot of the flesh of your whole paper. Because at that juncture, it'll only be 2 weeks before you do. So within these next 3 weeks, you really got to hunker down and try to write a little bit on it almost every day. For those who are really behind, you need to do a Herculean task of getting some writing on paper. So what we'll do is we'll touch base today looking at the sections that you've produced. But overall, I want to hear again from you who are here that kind of walk through the whole paper for me. I think just kind of articulate it. So I have a sense, and so you had it ground a little bit more in your mind of what the whole paper looks like, you know, what the whole argument is. Trying to think of, for this class period today, you were to have emailed me with the names of your mentor for discipline, for each discipline. So somebody from Bible, somebody say from sports or psychology, that you are passing your section of the paper or that section of the paper, that discipline, onto them to have them take a look at it. And guess how many emails I received with that material?
I totally forgot, so not mine.
But what does this symbolize? Not take my little head out of the middle there, but it's a big zero.
You're not doing the right meeting again.
I log in on my name.
But you're doing your tonight class instead of today, this morning class, I think.
Oh, man.
So I got here late. My bus came early and left me running after it this morning.
Oh, no.
And so I had to wait for the next one. And it was the bus I was supposed to be on came early and left me running after it. So the next bus came late, made me wait for it.
Oh, no. So what did I do?
I'll show you. It's okay.